Satan departed for a season. Luke 4:13, and when the devil had ended all the temptations, he departed from him for a season. And what a blessed season it is when Satan departs from the saints and his agitations and temptations cease for a while. The Lord has been through a grievous 40 days of fasting and of temptations, taken to the top of the temple and the wilderness. The Spirit of God brought him to be tempted by the devil, because the Lord must be confronted with the same temptations that every man is tempted with: the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Yes, Adam and Eve were tempted with all those things, and they failed the first Adam. He gave in. He gave over. The woman being deceived was in the transgression, the Bible says. Jesus was not deceived by the tempter. He was the second Adam, the perfect one. He suffered all the temptations, yet Satan departed from him only for a season. Always remember that when temptation from the wicked one ceases, that it will not be permanently, but he only departs for a season. And you must needs keep your guard up against his attacks. Do not remove your armor. Do not sheath your sword. Do not take your breastplate of righteousness off. Drop not your shield of faith. Keep the shield in front of you. Have your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. You cannot and you must not remove the helmet of salvation. Your loins must stay girt about with truth. Truth, always follow truth. The loins of a man are his strength. Never take truth off, but keep your loins girt about with it. Keep the garment of praise about you. Never take off the cloak of zeal. Stay fiery and passionate for your Lord. It is easy to become spiritually lethargic, fat, and lazy. Do not give in to such things, or you will be found that when kings go out to battle, you are still in the palace, slumbering up on your bed. And he catches you unawares and thrusts you through with sinful temptations. Keep sober and watchful as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. The devil, your adversary, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour. Learn to hear his footfalls as he walks. Listen to the leaves in the ground as he steps ever so lightly to tempt thy soul. Be ready always. Always be ready. Always be watchful. Watch. Never stop watching. Always with an attitude of soberness and watchfulness. You are a soldier wherever you are, whether the tempter is in front of you or whether he is sneaking behind you. You are a soldier and must always be alert that you are on enemy territory. You are never home until you are in Zion. Watch. Never stop watching. Pray. Never stop praying. If you neglect such a weapon of prayer, when you least suspect it, he will come on you. He is a thief, a robber, a liar, a counterfeit, a false prophet, a false brother, a false doctrine, a false teaching. Yes, be on your guard. He only departs for a season. And though that season may be joyous, be careful not to relish too much in it. But be always ready for the war to come upon you. Be always ready for that battle. Watch. He only departs for a season.